The U.S. Attorney's Office in Milwaukee says three Milwaukee women have been charged with so-called straw purchases of firearms from a local gun store. A man from Montello has been charged with 8 counts of the same offense for apparently buying from a federally licensed firearms dealer. Straw purchases are when a person who can legally buy a gun does so for a person who can't legally own one. Those prohibited include felons, fugitives, users of illegal drugs, illegal aliens, and people convicted of misdemeanor domestic violence crimes. Deputy U.S. Attorney Bill Lipscomb says it's important to pursue this type of case.
The law requires that a felon cannot possess a firearm because the person has demonstrated that they are a person who has at least some propensity to commit felony crimes. We don't want those persons carrying firearms, and that's the value that's behind the law there.
The Milwaukee gun store in question, Badger Outdoors, has long been a target of anti-gun groups for being part of straw purchases. But Lipscomb declined to comment as to why the store or the private dealer has not been charged in the latest cases. He says the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms does try to regulate gun sellers.
Unfortunately, in every aspect, people break laws that exist, and the duty of law enforcement and prosecutors and judges to enforce the law.
The straw purchase indictments come as gun sellers in some parts of the country are reporting a surge in legal gun sales. Some store owners say customers fear a crackdown on gun laws once President-elect Obama takes office. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.